This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi, welcoming you to the stories of the prophets, and we are with episode number 28. This is episode number 28, and today, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to be with a new prophet, inshallah. So I'm just going to give a minute or two for more people to join, and then we will start, inshallah ta'ala, our new series, or a new series, new session on our regular series, The Stories of the Prophets. So in the meantime, I just hope that all of you are enjoying these days of Dhul Hijjah. Today is, subhanAllah, the day where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started his Hajj. Today is what we call Yawm al-Tarwiyah. The 8th of Dhul Hijjah is Yawm al-Tarwiyah. This is where normally people go to Mina, right? They from Medina or from Mecca, wherever they are. Today is the day normally where people, you know, go to Mina, as the Prophet Muhammad did. You know, he went to Mina on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, and then he prayed there Dhuhr, you know, shortened, and then he prayed Asr, shortened, and he prayed Maghrib, and then he prayed Isha, shortened. You know, each Salah at its time, but he shortened them. And then, right after Fajr, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right after Fajr, he head to Arafah. But on the way to Arafah, he stopped by what, you know, we call Masjid Namira. Masjid Namira, in where he delivered that very, very famous speech about the rights of the sanctuary of the blood, and you know, that very famous right, the rights of women, the rights. So this is, you know, so it started from today. Today is that day where people normally head to Mina. We call it Ayyam al-Tarwiyah, or Yawm al-Tarwiyah. Tarwiyah, everybody's like, rushing or going together in a big, massive crowd to, you know, to Mina. So they call it the day of Tarwiyah, which is the 8th of the Hijjah. That is today, subhanAllah. I see some pictures of what's going on in Mecca today, and, you know, the Hajj is still going, but only for the locals. They did not open it for the, you know, for the people from all over the world because of this lockdown. Allah al-Musta'an. You know, it's sad to see that picture, but at the same time, you're thankful and pray and grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, inshallah, hopefully maybe next year, inshallah, we'll go back and, you know, and perform our Hajj, inshallah. But you see a lot of people heading to Mina. Today is the day where Talbiyah starts. You know, Talbiyah starts from today. You know, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. This is where the people from for the Hajj, they start Talbiyah from today, the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, until they throw the Jamarat on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, which is the day of Eid. So on the day of Eid, as soon as they throw the Jamarat, they stop Talbiyah, and then they replace the Talbiyah with Takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. So this is, you know, what goes on there now in Mecca, you know, from today until tomorrow, until actually Friday, which is the day of Eid. You know, it's all Talbiyah until people throw the Jamarat. Once they throw the pebbles, they will stop their Talbiyah, saying Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, right? And they will replace it with Takbir. But for you and I, those who are here, those who are not in Mecca, you know, what do? During these days is dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is, you know, any kind of good deed that a person could do during these days, especially the takbirs and tahleels, starting from Fajr of today, you know, starting from Fajr, it's all Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd, or Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Lots of dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, recitation of the Quran, fasting, that would be great, you know, not to miss out the fasting tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. and then to get ready for Friday, which is the day of Eid. And I will have my Eid khutbah live, inshallah. My Eid khutbah will be live on Instagram and on Facebook, inshallah ta'ala. All right, so brothers and sisters, this is just a quick, you know, a little bit of an intro, so that gave time for people to join. I welcome you officially back to, you know, the stories of the prophets. And today, inshallah, we are with a new prophet. The story of this prophet, brothers and sisters, I send it to two types of people, two categories of people. You tell me the name of the prophet. I tell you the context. The story is sent to two categories of people, right? The first category of people are those who are being inflicted with a disease, maybe for them or maybe for their loved ones, maybe a husband or a wife, somebody who's in need. So this is the first category of people. The second category of people is the same story, but it is sent to two types of people. The first category are those who are going through trials. The second category of people are those whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed with some sort of grace, with some blessings. And they are not afraid that Allah Azza wa Jalla may take away their blessings from them. So this is the essence of the story of this prophet that we're going to talk about, inshallah ta'ala. Who do you think this prophet is, brothers and sisters? Huh? Who do you think this prophet is, brothers and sisters? Those of you on Instagram and those of you on... I don't understand. Instagram, subhanAllah, when we started the series and stuff, you know, from Ramadan and before Ramadan, we used to get into like 50 people and more. They used to join. SubhanAllah, from 50 to getting less than 10, 20 now or less, you know, 10 or so. You know, we're really, I don't know, the numbers are struggling, maybe because, you know, summertime, maybe because... it's been opened up, so there are more people doing stuff. Allahu alam, you know, people have, you know, they do come back and they do watch it, but I'm talking about live. We used to have 50 people and more watching to getting into a handful of people. So it is, I wouldn't say heartbreaking, but it's, I don't know, it's sad. Maybe I should change my timings as well, or maybe change the dates and whatnot. But anyways, yes, a lot of you have got it, you know, right. All of you, those of you on Instagram, yeah, Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam. Lula robe is Prophet Ayyub. This is the prophet that we're going to be talking about, inshallah ta'ala. Yeah, most likely maybe work, maybe I give them the benefit of the doubt. So maybe I should change into maybe just having it on the weekends instead of having it on weekdays. Allahu alam, right? So anyways, I do know that people come in later on and watch it, because I assess the views, and we used to have, mashallah, over 1,000 views in one day, but that also has cut down, or, you know, for some reason. But still, alhamdulillah, we have hundreds of viewers that come in, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook. Anyways, yes, it is Ayyub, my brothers and sisters, the story of Ayyub alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with amwal, with lots of wealth. Ayyub, lots of wealth, lands, properties, hundreds of slaves, servants working and serving him, a beautiful, righteous wife, very strong man. It's been said that he had 14, you know, girls and boys. You know, Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed him with a, you know, huge, you know, big family, 14 for girls and then boys. Lots of friends, subhanAllah, this we can relate to, huh? This we can, because you're going to see what's going to happen when he loses everything. Lots of friends, you know, when you have money, when you have wealth, when you have land and properties, and you're living, you know, mashallah, in harmony, in prosperity. Yeah, friends, they tend to, you know, surround you. So he had lots of friends. He had, you know, big cattle, you know, horses and sheep and this life he had, my brothers and sisters, lasted for 50 to 70 years. They said it was 70 years that he was living in this bliss for 70 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to test him. So he put him under a trial. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took everything away from him, this man, this righteous man, this prophet, Ayyub alayhi salam, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he trialed him by taking away, you know, everything. He lost his wealth, he lost his properties, he lost his lands. And imagine 14 kids, you know, 28 kids, subhanAllah, dying one after another. It's hard enough just to see, you know, you losing one loved one, you know, one son or daughter. But imagine this man, he sees, you know, his all his children, 14 boys and girls, dying one after another. So how hard can that be? Right? Imagine, I just want you to imagine what he had to go through, Ayyub alayhi salam. This is why, you know, there's the saying of Sabr Ayyub, that even songs in Arabic, you know, singing about Sabr of Ayyub, the patience of Ayyub. Sabr Ayyub, Sabr Ayyub, Sabrta alayk ya mahbub. Sabr Ayyub, Sabrta alayk ya mahbub. So, he lost all his wealth, he lost all his properties, his children, they all died, you know, one after another. He lost all his cattle, all his slaves. And my brothers and sisters, on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicted him with a contagious disease. Marad mu'adi. A contagious disease, so much so that, you know, right? If you have a disease, but you still have wealth, you still have money, maybe your friends will still hang around. You know, the so-called friends, they will still hang around because you still have some wealth. You still have lands and properties, right? You still have land. But once you lose everything, on top of that, you're inflicted with some disease, contagious disease, of course your friends, they will leave you. Everybody will leave you. So my brothers and sisters, everybody left you except one person. And this is a message to all the wives out there, the sisters and the moms and the mothers. Everybody left him except his wife. She stood next to him, with him, supporting him. She never lost hope in him. She never despaired. Everybody left him, all his friends. They lost all his wealth. He lost all his wealth. He lost all the money. He lost everything, including his properties, his lands, his slaves, his maids. He lost everything. But subhanAllah, his wife, she was the one who stayed next to him, supporting him. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. In Surah Al-Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regard to man, as for man, when his Lord tries him, a man, when his Lord tries him by giving him يعني, honor. Look, this is the man, this is the tabi'ah of the man, this is the nature of us, mankind. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried, because you see, there's a trial is of two types, a trial of good and a trial of evil. Right? It's a, when you're being, you know, given lots of good, that's in itself, it's a trial. It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when a man, you know, when he's tried by his Lord, by giving him, you know, honor and gifts, he says, Rabbi akraman, he says, my Lord has honored me. And then he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا. And then when his Lord tries him by you know, straightening, يعني straightening, making it straight, making it tough, straightening his means and of life, and then making things rough and tough for him, the man says, my Lord has humiliated me. Subhanallah. When Allah tries him with good, he says, my Lord has honored me. And when Allah Azza wa Jalla tries him with evil, he says, my Lord has humiliated me. The Prophet Muhammad used to say this beautiful dua. Brothers and sisters, I want you to write down this dua. Write it down. Dua is reported by Muslim and it is narrated by Ibn Umar. So it is in the authority of, you know, Muslim, but it is narrated by Ibn Umar. So it's a very sound dua and it's an amazing, amazing dua. Amazing dua. Alright? Amazing dua. So are you ready to write it down, brothers and sisters? I'm giving you something that you could recite today and tomorrow, during the day of Arafah, tomorrow. You can recite this dua at all times, right? It's an amazing dua that the Prophet used to say. So please write it down. Are you ready? Yes or yes? Yalla. Yashmin. Yalla Mu'nisa. Naseema and Shahnaz and Kabir and Lula Rub and all of you. Are you guys ready? Write it down, this dua. I'm going to give it to you in Arabic and in English. Very sound, authentic dua. You have to tell me only one person is ready. Now two people are ready from Instagram. Three people are ready from Instagram. How about those of you on Facebook? Are you guys ready to write it down? I want you to write down this dua because you will find it very, very beneficial and very useful, inshallah. All right? Munamun! Ya Munamun! Yalla. You guys ready? I'm waiting for the guys from Facebook. They're so slow. Yalla, Arina Amir. All right, Zakallah khair, Arina Amir. Yalla, Layla, Anaz, Thabit. Yalla, Bismillah. Shazia Butt, ready. Yalla, Bismillah. Naseema, ready. Yes, yes, yes. Yalla, come on. Bismillah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. I'm going to say it in Arabic. And I will give you the English. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك ومن تحول عافيتك وفجأة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. Powerful.
Allah used to say. The Prophet used to say. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجأة نقمتك وجميع سخطك.
This is Arabic. In English, the Prophet used to say, Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you against the declining, and I will explain, against the declining of your favors. أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك. The declining of your favors. It's number one. The passing of your safety. تحول عافيتك. The passing of your safety. وَفُجْأَةِ نِقْمَتِكَ. And the suddenness of your punishment. وَجَمِيعِ سَخَطِكَ. And all that which displeases you. Let me repeat. O Allah, I seek refuge in you against the declining of your favors. اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ زَوَالِ نِعْمَتِكَ. Zawali ni'matik. And I will explain, inshallah. I seek refuge in you against the declining of your favors. That's number one. Number two, and the passing of your safety. Tahawuli afiyatik. Today you're safe. Tomorrow you may not be safe. Passing of your safety. And fujati niqmatik. The suddenness of your punishment. The suddenness of your punishment. And then all that which displeases you. وَجَمِيعِ سَخَطِكَ. جَمِيعِ سَخَطِكَ. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجأة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. Brothers and sisters, before I explain, have you or were you able to write it down? Have you managed to write down this hadith, this dua? Because this dua, as I said, you could definitely recite it today, especially tomorrow on the day of Arafah. Right? The day of Eid, you can recite it all the time, inshallah ta'ala. Amazing, beautiful dua. Did you manage to write it down, brothers and sisters? Did you manage to write down this dua? Yes? Okay, alhamdulillah. Yes? Yashmin, she did. And the last part. Okay, the last part. I will repeat it from the beginning. O Allah, I seek refuge in you against the declining of your favors. The declining of your favors.
the passing of your safety, the suddenness of your punishment, and all that which displeases you. The suddenness of your punishment and all that which displeases you. In Arabic, the Prophet used to say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik, wa tahawwuli 'afiyatik, wa fuj'ati niqmatik, wa jami'i sakhatik. Jami'i sakhatik. Let me explain, my brothers and sisters. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you min zawali ni'matik. You have ni'mah, you have a blessing, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that blessing today. If you're not thankful, that blessing one day may be removed, may be gone. You're young today, tomorrow you'll be old. You may not be able to go to the masjid. Today you have, alhamdulillah, your health to be able to wake up for Fajr, to go and walk to the masjid or drive to the masjid. But when you get old, you will have problems. You will have health problems. You will have bone problems. You will have joint problems. And it will be very difficult for you to wake up in the morning because it's cold and then your joints will hurt. You say, I wasted lots of time. I'm not able to. I get hurt. I have a lot of pain in my joint. Zawal ni'matik. You have a ni'mah and then zawal. It's been, you know, khalas, the declining of your favors. You have wealth today and maybe tomorrow you may not have it no more. And then the Prophet used to say, وَتَحَوُّلِ عَافِيَتِكَ, the declining of your favor, the passing of safety. The تَحَوُّلِ عَافِيَتِكَ, the passing of your safety. نِعْمَتَان مَغْبُوبٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْوَقْتِ. Two types of blessings, the Prophet used to say, a lot of people do not take advantage of. Two types of blessings, time and health. Time and health. You know, you're safe today, tomorrow you may not be safe. تحول عافيتك. تحول العافية. We call it in Arabic, العافية. Right? تحول العافية. So, you know, like I said, you're معافى today, you're healthy today, tomorrow you may not be healthy. You have wealth today, tomorrow you may not be having that wealth. You have a job today, Corona came, a lot of people lost their jobs. زوال نعمتك. You live in ni'mah, and all of a sudden Allah Azza wa Jalla, you know, that ni'mah, after some time Allah may take it. So the Prophet used to seek refuge in Allah from the declining of his favors and the passing of safety. And this is another one, the suddenness of your punishment. فجأة نقمتك. فجأة. The suddenness. Somebody is walking. You know, my brothers and sisters, in about 4 years ago, you know, I remember the story that happened with me in Hajj. SubhanAllah, there was this man that went with us in Hajj. Very healthy man. He was tall and big, mashallah. Yani tall and big. And then he was, mashallah, you know, he was, I was actually the imam of a very, you know, the exclusive package. The high VIP exclusive package. Just within VIP, we had exclusive, which is even the top of the top. Really, you know, so I was the imam of that group from my Hajj company. And there was this man, subhanAllah, he used to work for NASA, from the US. He used to work for NASA. He came for Hajj with his wife. We went to Masjid Quba. I remember we went to Masjid Quba, and then we went by bus to the Masjid Quba. He was very healthy man, very healthy, strong, tall, mashallah, right? SubhanAllah, he was coming down the steps of the bus. He slipped. He slipped as he was coming down because he was a big man. He slipped, he came down, he fell, and then we had a doctor with us. He tried to move him. The man was screaming. When he moved him, he made this horrible sound. He was really in pain. So we had to call the ambulance. They took him to the hospital. They made some assessment and x-rays. He broke a rib. He was healthy. He came for Hajj. He was healthy. He came for Hajj. He slipped, just a step, just two, you know, the two steps of the bus, two steps. He tripped, he fell, he broke a rib. That's not the end, it's a long story. He broke a rib, my brothers and sisters, after 2 days, he died. You imagine, But he died in Medina, subhanAllah. Look at the beautiful end. Although he died, you know, he missed Hajj, but he died in Medina. And he was buried in Medina. And he was buried in Al-Baqi'. He was buried with the Sahaba. He was buried with the Prophets. But subhanAllah, my brothers, with the essence of the story, he was healthy. He slipped. He fell. Broke a rib. 2 days later, they called us. The hospital called us. They said the man died. Died off of a broken rib. تحول العافية. The declining of the favors, the passing of safety, the passing of safety, the suddenness of your punishment. A man, mashallah, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu blessed him with a big family, his wife and 7 kids, a family of 9, 7 kids. They were going to a wedding. So he called his elder son. He says, "You guys go to the wedding. I will join you from work. I will join you from work." As he was going, they called him on the phone. They called him on the phone. They said, you know, rush to the hospital. Rush to the hospital. He went to the hospital. His family, his wife, and 7 kids all died. They all died. He had afia. He had ni'mah. Huge family, 7 kids. The wife, imagine, my brothers and sisters, they were going to a wedding. Instead of going to a wedding, they called him. He went to the hospital. Everybody died except him. And from the hospital, he went to the graveyard. He buried them. He went back home at night. At night, he went back home. It was still fresh. He still sees the toys of his kids, the clothes of his wife, the shoes of his elder son, everything as if it was still there, my brothers and sisters. تحولي عافيتك. You're safe. All of a sudden, that safety may not, you know, last forever. You have children that may not last forever. You have wealth that may not last forever. You're healthy that may not last forever. This is why the Prophet used to make this dua. And my brothers and sisters, here's the problem that sometimes we face. Here's the problem. Oftentimes, brothers and sisters, and tell me if I'm wrong or right, okay? Tell me if I'm wrong or right. A lot of times when we make dua for things that we don't have. And we forget the things that we have. We make dua for things that we don't have. Oh Allah, give me this. Oh Allah, give me that. Oh Allah, bless me with this. Oh Allah, bless me with that. But we hardly ask Allah to bless what we have and to preserve what we have and to keep what we have. You know? And what we have is a lot. What we have is a lot. And this is why the Prophet used to make this dua. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from against the declining of your favors, against the passing of safety, against the suddenness of your punishment, sudden corona, sudden COVID-19, sudden this, the suddenness of your punishment. And then at the end he used to say, and all that which displeases you, jami'i sakhatik, all your wrath, whatever wrath is, I seek refuge in you from your wrath, O Allah. So remember this dua, my brothers and sisters, and keep, you know, and memorize it and keep reciting it. Keep reciting it. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa min fuj'ati niqmatik wa tahawuli afiyatik wa fuj'ati niqmatik wa min jami'i sakhatik. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik ومن تحول عافيتك ومن فجأة نقمتك ومن جميع سخطك. Remember this dua, memorize it, my brothers and sisters. Ayyub alayhi salam. The story today is of Ayyub alayhi salam, because this is the stories of the prophets. Ayyub, Allah blessed him with so much wealth, lands, properties, maids, servants, a beautiful righteous wife, 14, as they say, kids, boys and girls, lots of friends. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, inflicted him with a disease. And then he started losing his wealth. He started losing his friends. He started losing his children. Everybody left him except his wife. Except his wife. But he is known with the same symbol of perseverance. Symbol of perseverance, patience and perseverance.
You can recite that dua in English or Arabic. It's up to you. It's good if you can memorize it in Arabic. If not, you can say it in English, inshallah ta'ala. Right, my brothers? So Ayyub, again, the symbol of patience and perseverance. My brothers and sisters, do you know that every musibah in this world, every sin that a person does, you know, it is actually evolves around lack of patience. Revolves around lack of patience. Lack of patience will lead you to steal. Lack of patience will lead you to commit adultery. Lack of patience may lead you to kill. Lack of patience may lead you to get property from riba. Right? Lack of patience. This is why in the Quran, patience was mentioned over 90 times. As-sabr mentioned in the Quran over 90 times. Innama yuwaf. That's why, my brothers and sisters, listen to this beautiful ayah. Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. My brothers and sisters, he has not gone through these problems for a month or two or three, a year or two or three. Imagine this man, he went through this, you know, this tribulation, you know, this hardship, this trial for 18 years. It's been said 18 years. 18 years. Yet he showed full perseverance and patience. Alayhi salam. Ayyub alayhi salam. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That the sabirun, those who are patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with the reward. What kind of reward? The Prophet, Allah azza wa jalla, does not mention the reward. He says, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. It cannot be enumerated. It's just like a surprise. A surprise type of reward. You pray, you get this. You give sadaqah, you get that. Whatever you do, there is something in return. But for sabr, Allah does not mention the reward. He just says, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Countless. That something that has no, you cannot enumerate, you cannot count. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالْجُوعٍ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we shall try you. You shall be tried. Some of fear, hunger, and decline of loved ones, naqsim al-amwali wal-anfusi wal-thamarat, and wealth. But Allah azza wa jalla says, and give glad tidings to as-sabirin. Give glad tidings to those who show patience. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. Those who, whenever they are afflicted by the musibah, you know what do they say? They say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. The hadith of a man when he lost his loved one. The hadith of a man when he lost his child. And then Allah Azza wa Jal, and He knows, He asks His angels, what did my servant say? They says, Ya Rabbi Hamidaka wastarja. He says, he showed patience. He said, Alhamdulillah. He praised you. And then he said, to Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. He praised you. He said, Alhamdulillah. To Allah we belong and to Him we shall return. Then Allah Azza wa Jal told the angels, build an accommodation for my slave in Jannah and call it the house of praise. Allah, the house of praise. Call it the house of hamd. Build him a dominion in Jannah.
build him an abode, build him an accommodation in Jannah, and call it the address of that house. The address of that accommodation is the house of Hamd.
That's true. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ.
So my brothers and sisters, today's story is, I haven't even started. This is just a preview. This is just an intro to this amazing, amazing prophet by the name of Ayyub alayhi salam. Ayyub alayhi salam, who's from the dhurriyat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Dhurriyat of Ibrahim alayhi salam, from the dhurriyat of Al-Is, from exactly the progeny of Al-Is, Al-Is, who is the son of Ishaq, the son of Ibrahim. So Ayyub, he's from the progeny of Al-Is, from who is the son of Ishaq, who is the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he is related to Yusuf alayhi salam. You know, the last prophet we spoke about is Yusuf alayhi salam. Ayyub, he is from the progeny of Yusuf alayhi salam, because he is the son of Al-Is, who is the son of Ishaq, who is the son of Ibrahim. Who is the son of Ibrahim, right? So Ayyub, he's from the same progeny, my brothers and sisters. What happened to him exactly? What happened to him precisely? For how many years again? Precisely. And the wife, the amazing wife, what did she do? She stayed with her husband. And this man, he made a dua. What kind of dua did he make? And when did he make this dua? In the dua, did he ask Allah for shifa? Did he say, oh Allah, give me shifa? No, he did not ask Allah for shifa. Amazing. He didn't. 18 years, yes. And he did not ask Allah for shifa. Amazing dua. But he did not ask Allah for it. What did he ask Allah for? What did he ask Allah for? Yani, his 18 years of total pain. Incredible pain. Incredible pain. Not only that, yani, if it was in the health, he could be patient. Imagine Allah Azza wa Jal, inflicted him with the disease. Everything became paralyzed. He could not move anything, not even his head, except his tongue, making dhikr of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He could not move anything from his body. His wife, she was the one who used to feed him. She was feeding him. She used to help him to go to the washroom. She used to serve him, assist him. His kids died. His maid slaves ran. He has no more money to pay for them. Everybody left. His friends, they left because he has a contagious disease. So the only thing that was moving in his body, his heart and his tongue. His tongue to say Alhamdulillah. He could have made a dua, but he did not make dua for Allah to cure him. What kind of dua did he make? What does Allah say with regard to this man? Because this man, Allah Azza wa Jalla calls him a name. What kind of name did Allah Azza wa Jalla call Ayyub alayhi salam? Why do we say sabr Ayyub? Whenever we talk about sabr, we have to mention Ayyub. When we talk about patience, we have to mention Ayyub. Why? I think I will stop here, my brothers and sisters, and then we will talk about the rest tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, Thursday, the day of Arafah. The day of Arafah. Today is the day, those of you who've come in late, today is the day where people head to Mina saying, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. And tomorrow they will be saying الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر La ilaha illallah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, is the day of Arafah. Tomorrow, inshallah, I will complete the story of Ayyub alayhi salam and talk a little bit about the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this time. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much for coming back and participating, you know, through these stories of the prophets. May Allah bless you all. May Allah reward you all. Zakum Allah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Thank you again. Last year, huh? Yeah, must be Hajj, huh? Maybe you went for me, Sister Asra Qadri. Sister Asra Qadri, you went with me for Hajj last year? Did you go with me for Hajj last year? MashaAllah. All right, we'll see you, inshallah, ta'ala, tomorrow, bi'idhnillah. My first time listening to you, oh, MashaAllah. Was it in Hajj? In Mecca or Medina? Oh, of course, Mecca or Medina. Both of them. InshaAllah. Jazakumullah. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Yes. Ya salam. InshaAllah, next year again, we will go bi'idhnillah. Next year again, we will go for Hajj, inshaAllah ta'ala. Make intention, all of you. All of you, all you have to do, make this intention. Even if you don't have money, just make intention. Oh Allah, I'm intending to go for Hajj next year, inshaAllah. Allah Azza wa Jal will make it easy, bi'idhnillah. You never know. You will get the ajr of your intention. You will get the reward of your intention. All you have to do is intend. Don't say, I went last year. I don't have money. I don't have mahram. That's not your business. Your business is making intention and Allah will make the way, inshallah. Allah will pave the way for you. For you is to make the intention and Allah will make and pave the way, inshallah ta'ala. Azakum Allah khair. Barakallahu feekum. We will go for Umrah, inshallah ta'ala, again. If not December, next March or April, inshallah ta'ala, again. Keep that intention, bi'idhnillah. Sister Shazia, we went in 2018. Inshallah, alhamdulillah, may Allah taqabbal Allah firmaye. Taqabbal Allah firmaye. Allah qabool firmaye. Allah qabool firmaye. Inshallah, we will go again. Inshallah ta'ala, for Hajj and Umrah, inshallah. Azakum Allah khair, brothers and sisters. Take care of yourselves. Remember, inshallah, tomorrow, the day of fasting, you know, and try to fast if you can. If you cannot, at least, you know, try to do lots of dhikr of Allah and recitation of the Quran. I will see you tomorrow, inshallah. We'll see you tomorrow. Inshallah, you know, this will be recorded in, of course, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. You can always go back and watch it. Those of you who've missed it, you do not want to miss it. Go back and watch it. Go back and listen to it because you will really, 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 you know, benefit from it. Jazakum Allah khair. Barakallahu feekum, brothers and sisters from Malaysia, from Singapore, from Australia, from the UK, from Canada, from the US, wherever you are. Thank you for joining. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.